This is Sheila Hummel and Andrew Ridgwick with New Day Dawning. Welcome to the programme and thank you for joining us on Prince Bishop's Hospital Radio.
I'm getting ready for a new day dawning. I'm getting ready for a brand new morning. Packing my bags for a heavenly journey. I can't wait to be there. No, I can't wait to be there.
Our gospel today is taken from Mark's Gospel, chapter 6. And here is part one of that reading. Jesus left there and went to his hometown, accompanied by his disciples. When the Sabbath came, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many who heard him were amazed. "Where did this man get these things?" they asked. "What's this wisdom that's been given him? What are these remarkable miracles he is performing? Isn't this the carpenter? Isn't this Mary's son? And the brother of James, Joseph, Judas, and Simon? Aren't his sisters here with us?" And they took offence at him. Jesus said, "A prophet is not without honour, except in his own hometown, among his relatives, and in his own home. He could do no miracles there except lay his hands on a few sick people and heal them." He was amazed at their lack of faith. So Jesus was rejected by his own people. Why? When Jesus came to his own hometown, Nazareth, the people there might just as well have been engrossed in their iPads for all the good it did. That's if they'd been invented then. They weren't taking in Jesus' words of wisdom, even though the way he preached amazed them. Their focus was on a different kind of king, one far more regal and far more glorious than a mere workman. They were waiting for a Messiah who would bring in an earthly kingdom and fight for them, someone with more charisma than the local lad who had lived down the street and whose family they all knew. It says in John's Gospel, "He came to his own, but his own received him not." This was just the beginning of the wall many other people would build to keep Jesus out. I wrote this song for someone who did exactly that. She hid behind walls which she had built herself to shut out not only God, but her friends and family too. It's called The Wall Song from my album Giving It All To You.
I have built me a wall, I have conquered it all, and I don't need the world anymore. I have buried my pain till it rises again.
Run.
So why else would Jesus' people be dismissive of him? In those times, a boy was named after his father, as in Bar-Abbas or Bar-Joseph, but here they were calling Jesus Mary's son. This could well have meant that either Joseph was dead, or they were questioning the manner in which Jesus was conceived. A virgin birth indeed. May we never be so blind as to judge people by externals, rather than their true worth and character. But the question has to be asked, might we have reacted in exactly the same way had this been our town? A poem called Indifference by the Reverend George Studdard Kennedy, a World War I chaplain, went something like this. When Jesus came to live with us, we simply passed him by. We never heard a hair of him. We only let him die. For we had grown more tender, and we would not give him pain. We only just passed down the street and left him in the rain. O Lord, open our eyes to your word, bring it to life in us. Let our walls come tumbling down, and open our ears to hear your voice speaking to us.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Of my heart, Lord, open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see.
Was Open the Eyes of My Heart, Lord, sung by Paul Baloche. As Jesus grew up, he would have been an apprentice to his father, Joseph, a carpenter. He would have known the value of learning the trade, not only by listening and observing, but also by having hands-on experience. So too, Jesus sends his apprentices, his disciples, out in twos to put into practice all they have learned from him and seen him do. Here is part two of our gospel reading. Jesus sends out his 12 disciples. Then Jesus went around teaching from village to village. Calling the 12 to him, he began to send them out, two by two, and gave them authority over impure spirits. These were his instructions. Take nothing for the journey except a staff. No bread, no bag, no money in your belts. Wear sandals, but not an extra shirt. Whenever you enter a house, stay there until you leave that town. And if any place will not welcome you or listen to you, leave that place and shake the dust off your feet as a testimony against them. They went out and preached that people should repent. They drove out many demons and anointed many sick people with oil and healed them. What essential qualities are most needed for those involved in mission and outreach? St. Paul has the answer in the first chapter of Colossians. It's Christ in you, the hope of glory. The next song is a prayer which begins, May the mind of Christ my Saviour live in me from day to day, by his power and love controlling all I do and say. Here's Jake Armading with May the Mind of Christ my Saviour.
May the mind of Christ my Saviour live in me from day to day. By his blood and power controlling all I do and say.
Wasn't that beautiful? Especially that last verse. May his beauty rest upon me as I seek the lost to win, and may they forget the channel, seeing only him. Jesus said, take nothing for the journey. I'm sure we all pack a lot more than we need when we go on a journey. But this will be no holiday for Jesus' disciples, for they have to go out on a limb and trust God to provide lodging, food, and willing hearts to receive his word. But in trusting, the disciples will learn what no teacher could ever teach them, what it is to walk by faith, through uncertainty, and through the hard knocks and challenges of life. When our own daughter went away to India for a hospital work experience, all on her own at the age of 18, she was always in our hearts and prayers. Every hour she was away, we thought about her. I'm sure Jesus would have sent his men out on their mission, no doubt praying for their protection and success with every ounce of love he possessed. Our next song is called Oh, the Deep, Deep Love of Jesus, sung by Alan Walsh.
Oh, for a deep, deep love of Jesus, last
message does the world need to hear? St. Francis of Assisi was a wonderful preacher and, as the Bible says, preached the word in season and out of season. But he also believed in teaching by example, putting love into action. One day a young man who wished to become a preacher approached him to ask if he could accompany him on his next preaching tour to watch him in action. Francis agreed. Soon the saint set out to preach in a nearby town, and he took the young man with him. There Francis spoke to the people, he visited the sick in their homes, he played games with the children in the market square, and discussed prices with the stallholders. But all day no sermon was given. At the end of the day, this disappointed young man said to Francis, "I thought you said you were going to preach today, and I don't mind telling you that I feel as though I've wasted my time." Francis replied, "But my friend, I have been preaching. That's what it's all about. When I visit the sick, or mingle with the people, or play with the children, when I comfort the sick, give advice or talk to the people, or when I give them a helping hand or take an interest in their animals, that is when I'm really preaching God's word." Our next song is all about the importance of living God's word. It was written by Margaret Scott, and she sings it here from the album The Best of United Folk.
I hear your voice crying in the darkness. I hear your voice calling out my name. I hear your voice telling
I gave, now you do the same. I don't want your prayers or your protestations. Don't want your vows or your empty words. Don't ask me to bless all your celebrations unless you are living my word.
I hear your voice whispering in a laughter.
Ready to fulfill what Jesus asked of his disciples when he said before he ascended to heaven, "Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you." And are we willing to travel light, to put behind us all the baggage which weighs us down, all those heavy burdens of worry, weariness, fear, endless wants, guilt, and our resentments? Which are our burdens today? Did Jesus not say, "Come to me, all of you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest"? Our next song is "Here I Am, Lord," sung by John Michael Talbot.
I, the Lord of sea and sky, I have heard my people cry, all who dwell in dark and sin. My hand will save. I who made the stars of night, I will make their darkness bright. Satisfied, I will give my my life to them, whom shall I send? Here I am, Lord, is it I, Lord? I have heard you calling in the night. I will go, Lord, if you lead me.
This is Sheila Hummel. Thank you for being with me today. And my thanks also to Andrew Ridgwick for his technical skills today. This final song is a sacred song from the South African tradition, which is noted for its harmonies, its strength and dignity. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you now and always. Goodbye for now. This song is Thumamina, Send Me, Lord.
Thumamina,
Thumamina, Thumamina, Thumamina, Thumamina,
Thumamina,
send me Jesus, send me Jesus, send me Jesus, send me Lord. Lead me Jesus, lead me Jesus, lead me Jesus, lead me there. Fill me Jesus.